you forgot. One third of your life, you're sleeping. You are in another universe. And that has a lot to do with how you feel. But your brain, exclude that one logically from all your thinking. Why? Because your brain is excluded there. That's why your brain doesn't like it. Your brain is not with you. Your intelligence is not active in you. Your understanding somehow is. That's why you're not at the second level of understanding. So you're as an observer in your dream. That's the point, the dream. But the dream is not that big deal. There is some other universe. Imagination. There you are. Because this universe of imagination belongs only to us. This frontal lobe. We have the universe of imagination. Now let's go back to feeling good. When do you feel good, really? When you imagine, you're happy. Even if you are tricked. If you are in the best condition of it, but you have a very bad imagination, something is bothering you inside, you feel like hell. See how important those universes are? And these two universes are not it. There is a third one, which is the highest one, non-existence. And that we understand. We human beings, we understand nothingness, non-existence. So let's work over there, because there your logic is excluded. That other part of you should rise up and get developed. This is what we are talking about. How did he suggest it? I said, your suggestion was not bad, but Rumi said, first of all, you have to cry. First of all, get barefooted. Remember, go to the mosque. Go to the place of war, war zone, the place that you entangle with yourself, the place that they say this is mihrab. You remember, mihrab has two meanings. Mihrab, as it is written here, means the war zone. The place of war, because over there I will fight my ego. But when it is pronounced to Iranians, is mehrab, means the water of kindness, the water of love. That's where you should cry. Thank you. With crying, by crying, Rumi meant to bring down all that water in you. Let's see the knowledge in you. The knowledge in you are some droplets of water which are salty. Bring it out. Then go to dream. Over there you will find something. That something was hikmat, was the knowledge, hakim. And that hakim will get rid of the handmaiden, not you. Because that hakim has a magical potion. Logically, you cannot do anything about your ego. This is beyond the logic. There's magic here. By magic, we mean more than everything, mu'jizah, miracle. And you know what miracle means? The word is mu'jizah. Means something that will make you unable. Somehow that's that. But literally, it's like that. In the root, the word means something that your intelligence is incapable of understanding. Beyond the intelligence, because intelligence cannot see it, that acts come from there.
Cripple?
Maybe. For me, the word doesn't do in any language, not even in Persian, because the magic of the Arab language will be missed. In Arab language, each word is representative of a group of words. And that group of words will make some meaning, which is not precise, never. So it's a very poetic language, because there is no precision. There is always relations. You use one word, you bring all the words that could be built with the same material, which are three alphabets or whatever. That magic will be lost. Anyhow, this was the first story. He said, he took us step by step. First, there are some rituals here that you should behave correctly. It doesn't work just like that. And get rid of all the thinkings. Understand this one, because this is a big subject we want to present to you. And look at it, it's in six volumes. We are worried that you don't get this. You know what you do? Each word we say, you think. You absorb, you put it somewhere, right? This is that silly intelligence we don't like. And we have to work. So we stop it from the argument that whatever we say, is this correct, this is not, this is logical. Whatever we say is not logical. We said it right at the beginning. We want to talk about exception. What's the role of intelligence in the conversation based on exceptions? Exceptions means get rid of the rules. No rules, no intelligence. Right? That's what we want. Because we know some unique stuff, which is you. Each of us is unique. That uniqueness is always excluded from the rules. We are all exceptionals. We are not similar. Nothing is similar. We are that exception. What is the exception in me? What do you see when you look at me? What do you see exceptional in me?
I don't think I can answer that question.
By just looking at me, of course not. Because looking at me, you will see the same thing that you look at a monkey. Right? It's the same. It's an animal, you see, if you look at it this way. But when you're listening to me, what do you find over there? That doesn't belong to animals. It's somewhere else. And I'm trying to play with the words to create something. And that something is the key word for us. Beauty. I read the poetic language of this book, and it's written in poetic language to be beautiful. You know why? Because that's the exception we count on. Your logic doesn't understand beauty, because beauty is not logical. Beauty has nothing to do with logic. And logical arguments, they have a very meaner place in art school. Believe me, I graduated there. There is no real argument to prove that this is beautiful, this is not. But let the logic eat its heart. The beauty touches the soul of the people and will do that magic. Happiness. That's our language. If you see, all of these masters, they make stories, beautiful stories. They put it in a beautiful way, because beauty will do it. If you understand the beauty, if you're ready, if you don't have to be the creator of the beauty, it is good to be, and you will be, inshallah. But at the beginning, you will develop the taste When you have the taste for the beauty, what will happen? You will not miss a good, lovely sunset to feel good.